This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 147 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Today, let's remember the really made-to-order sandwiches and the home-baked pies at Kalmia Dairy Bar. Back in 1922, A.S. Burt Browning, Jr. went into the dairy business with a small dairy farm on Brevard Road. 5 years later, after peddling his own milk on almost a door-to-door basis, he became manager of the Kalmia Dairy. It was a very small operation back then, and in fact moved twice in the next 3 years before Burt bought the building on 4th Avenue between Main and King Street and remodeled it into a dairy processing plant. That location was my first memory of Kalmia. Back then, you could take an empty lard bucket and have it filled with skim milk for only a dime. That's before skim milk became popular. It was all the family could afford. In 1950, Burt Browning went big time with the construction of one of the most modern dairy plants in the Southeast, where it opened in 1950. As part of this plant, there was included the Kalmia Dairy Bar. Now, local folks had eaten ice cream made on premises at Carson Bluebird Ice Cream Company. But the Kalmia Dairy Bar had not only ice cream, but true made-to-order sandwiches. Delicious pimento cheese, egg salad, bacon, lettuce, and tomato, even hamburgers. So juicy, you were given an extra large napkins to catch the squeeze-ins when you bit into one. Banana splits, sundae, sodas, everything fresh. No cornstarch fillers used in anything. And when it came to pies, memorable is the one word to describe the taste experience with a big hunk of fresh apple pie and a scoop of fresh Kalmia Dairy ice cream. Now, even today, Burt Browning will take no credit for the phenomenal success of the dairy bar. It was Mrs. Browning, Sarah, and her full-time manager, Margaret, Mrs. Spurgeon Hyder. The Kalmia Dairy Bar was a first for Hendersonville. Today, a seafood restaurant is located in the old Kalmia Dairy building, but it would give you no clue to the enticements of the original dairy bar. One-third of the entire frontage of the building faced Asheville Highway, featuring plate glass windows with the brilliantly illuminated and immaculately clean horseshoe-shaped sandwich and treat center, visible even from the highway. In 1950, air conditioning was not commonplace everywhere, and you could drive out to the Kalmia Dairy Bar, and as you stepped inside that cool oasis, and was given the warm welcome by the staff of the prettiest and friendliest women in town, it had all the ingredients to make you come back again and again. The Kalmia Dairy Bar ran from 50 to 57, I mean on a sensational basis. And one of the highlights in the history of the dairy bar was when perhaps the most beautiful of all the staff members, Miss Carolyn Hyder, daughter of the manager, was selected as the North Carolina Apple Queen, and then later on went on to marry Senator George Smathers of Florida. In 1957, in a major event for Hendersonville, Mrs. Huntington Jackson of Fletcher was instrumental in forming the Kalmia Dairy Cooperative, which purchased the dairy and, of course, the dairy bar from the Brownings. In addition to Mrs. Jackson, other leaders in the co-op were Clayton Hodges, Zeb Cabe, Lee Pryor, Reed McConnell, and Tom Warren, who became the new president. The cooperative then hired Charles E. Denton of Hickory to be the new general manager. In the 1960s, the dairy industry was experiencing enormous changes. Independent dairies were having difficulty in competing with the big conglomerates. The supermarkets had taken the bulk of the food business, and they didn't want to negotiate individual contracts with small dairies. Kalmia was then merged into a much larger cooperative, Coble Dairies, and Coble could handle all their product from another processing plant, and the fate of the local dairy was sealed. However, when the new cooperative took over the operation of the dairy bar, Mrs. Browning, of course, no longer active and with other staff changes made, where once each sandwich was handmade from scratch, to achieve efficiencies, the new management dropped more and more and depended more and more on prepackaged products, and the Kalmia Dairy Bar was never the same. Like F.W. Woolworth and McClellan's, like the old Economy Drugstore and Freeze Pharmacy and even Waldrop's, Kalmia Dairy provokes wonderful memories for people from 1950 to 57. Certainly this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.